Hola, saludar en nombre del
Greetings on behalf of the Regional Cauca Indigenous Council and the 139 authorities that represents. I'd like to extend greetings and thank you for the opportunity to participate. 3 minutes are very little, but we will try and make the best use of them possible. We live and walk on a territory that has historically been hit by violence and armed conflict, thanks to historic and structural discrimination meted out against Indigenous peoples. We have been the most affected by the violence. Following the signature of the peace agreements in 2016 between the national governments and the FARC, we had a reconfiguration of the conflict, and today there are multiple armed groups disputing the control of territory, and then we have the vested interest of drug traffickers and mining, illegal mining included. This leads to violence and the imposition of monocultures by transnational companies according to the capitalist model, which seriously undermine Mother Earth and human rights. Throughout 2023, Indigenous peoples groups in the CRIC recorded 800 victims of various violations, murders, threats to leaders, displacements and forced recruitments included among them. Throughout 2024, we counted 424 victims, including 77 victims of enforced recruitment and 38 victims of murder. Physical violence meted out against our leaders and the recruitment of our youth, as well as violence against our cultural and spiritual identity, has led us to denounce the ethnic cleansing underway. Following historic and cultural imbalance, we have an Indigenous group comprising boys, girls, adults and elders, men and women, whose mission is to defend the earth through our word and provide guidance to the authorities. This is an ancient combat based on practical strategies, and we call on the United Nations as well as the Human Rights Council to adopt measures to protect collectively our rights and have a differentiated focus on a model to guarantee Indigenous safeguarding and avoid enforced recruitment of our young people, as well as participation of Indigenous peoples in the construction of lasting and stable peace, recognition of the role of Indigenous guardians as an actor for dialogue. We will always work for peace and never for war. Thank you.